Please be seated for a moment. This morning we are welcoming Sue McLeod, who, as you know, is a member of this congregation. Her family's very involved in the Sunday school, the youth group, and her husband happens to work down the street as the chaplain of Renison. Sue is the PWRDF Youth Engagement Coordinator, and this past week while we were confirming plans, we were doing so by the phone, and I thought, she sounds far away, and the truth was you were way at the other end of the country. So thanks for taking a call in the middle of all those meetings, and thank you for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you, Stephen. It has been second home in Winnipeg the last couple of weeks, as I've been there more than I have home, but it's been good stuff. Some of that I'll be sharing with you in a minute. So good morning. I have had the opportunity to meet some of you, but many of you I have not, so hopefully we get to say hi by shaking hands or something soon. But yeah, it's good to be with you this morning. And I appreciate the time to be able to share with you a little bit about the Primates World Relief and Development Fund, or PWRDF, or the Primates Fund. You'll be hearing a combination of all of those things as I speak. But before we go on with that, I wanted to say thank you. Thank you to you as a community, and thank you to you as individuals for your awesome support. Without donations from communities and individuals, the work of the Primates Fund could not happen. So thank you. This gospel passage from Luke is one that we are all familiar with. Outside of the lectionary cycle, it is a default for many youth gatherings or other such gatherings, with the core message often being that Jesus is always with us, whether we recognize it or not. But as scripture goes, it's about an awful lot more than that. The disciples had come through an incredibly traumatic experience, and they were at a loss. Chad Meyer's reflection on this passage is that it is meant to inspire and empower beleaguered disciples to bear witness to life, justice, and compassion under the shadow of death. Now, as we look at news reports or listen to the radio or scroll through social media, there is no shortage of stories that tell us of hardship, disaster, war, famine, flood, explosions, collapse of community and society and democracy, disease, storm, and crisis. The question, in a way posed by Meyer's reflection, is how do disciples bear witness to life, justice, and compassion under the shadow of death? What does the gospel compel us to do as witness and action in response to both the devastation and in witness to the resurrection? In 1958, there was a bump, an underground earthquake in a coal mine in Spring Hill, Nova Scotia. This earthquake killed 75 miners. This was the first in Canada televised disaster, and as a result, it moved Anglicans and many Canadians to respond with assistance for the stricken families. And as a consequence of this experience, the church recognized the need for an efficient process to channel assistance quickly in situations of emergency. So 1 year later, in 1959, the Primates World Relief and Development Fund was established by the Anglican Church of Canada's General Synod. Today, PWRDF works in more than 33 countries in partnership on projects that range from preventative health, food security, empowering women, Indigenous programs, humanitarian response, and supporting of refugees. In each of these areas, there are intersections, and we'll come to that a little bit more in a moment. PWRDF, unlike some organizations, does not have staff on the ground in any of its projects, but works in partnership with agencies and organizations. ACT Alliance is an organization based in Geneva made up of 140 international Christian organizations working in areas of high need. When disaster happens, ACT is able to respond and contact one of its members already in place, so quickly able to get the funds for immediate necessities of life, such as water, sanitation, food, and shelter. PWRDF also works with the Canadian Food Grains Bank in a similar capacity. Localization is key to how the Primates Fund works in all of its work, ensuring that those who would benefit from the projects develop the solution and take the lead from design through to implementation. When local communities are part of a solution, it ensures the accountability and the long-term sustainability of initiatives. I was talking to someone downstairs between services, and they said thank you. Not that you have to after this, but they said thank you. We were talking about the number of projects that PWRDF is involved in, and it's really hard for me to just bring that down to a couple. So I hope that these three examples that I'm going to share with you speak to you. So as I share these partner examples, think about where the crossovers are between preventative health, food security, empowering women, Indigenous programs, humanitarian response, and supporting of refugees. Bangladesh is one of the most adversely affected regions on this planet by climate change. With funds provided by the Primates Fund, a variety of projects have been successfully initiated. Projects have seen the construction of four bamboo bindings, locally known as shotkas, and each binding being roughly 250 meters long. These are built to reduce the effects of the river erosion and to mean that the families can stay in place, so when a cyclone comes through, the families don't have to pick up their houses quite literally and move them further inland, disrupting all aspects of life from health, education, work, and all of those pieces around that. But they can stay in place and children continue to go to school and family members can go to work and farming can continue. 10,000 mangrove saplings were planted as part of an effort to regenerate mangroves in the coastal areas to improve the coastal ecosystem and to help reduce the vulnerability of coastal communities to the effects of cyclone. And 30 women received goats that are native to the area that will reduce their vulnerability and give them independence. In Ukraine, through the ACT Alliance, PWRDF has been able to partner with Fight for Right, an organization led by Ukrainian women with disabilities that provides care and advocacy for disabled people in Ukraine. Work that was already complex before the invasion of Russia and compounded ever since during the ongoing conflict. An example of that work is that they needed heating sources into one of the buildings, and none of the other agencies that they were working with were prepared to give the funding so that they could have that heat. But PWRDF was able to step into that for them. PWRDF is supporting a new project with Christian World Service, working on the ground with an organization called Romney, which supports persecuted Romani people in Eastern Europe. And the Romani people face pervasive bias and persistent discrimination in both Ukraine and Moldova and across Europe. Since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, more than 40,000 Romani citizens from Ukraine have entered Moldova. Romney has hired two full-time and five part-time Romani mediators who will support refugee needs. Five of the mediators are women to ensure the Romani can respond to the needs of female refugees in a culturally appropriate way. Referring refugees to local authorities, civil society organizations, and other service providers. Supporting referrals by providing advocacy, transportation, and service fees, and following up with refugees to check that their needs are being adequately met. providing winter clothing and heating for the refugees was especially important need in these winter months. In Canada, Indigenous responsive grants were established about 5 years ago. These are meant for Indigenous communities across the country to identify a need that is within their community. PWRDF will give funding up to $15,000 to help support those programs, from education to language reclamation and education. One of the reasons I was in Winnipeg this past month was to be part of a crisis and trauma response training and development that is being built. PWRDF is supporting a responsive grant in Tataskiwak Cree Nation with the Diocese of Rupertsland and the Diocese of Brandon. The really great thing about this project is that it is being developed by the people within the community, the people who know what the needs are and how those needs can best be met and responded to. So in partnership with the Crisis Trauma Response Institute, 30 people are being trained to be trauma response coordinators. That's 15 people from the north and 15 people from the south of Manitoba. And these people will be within the communities that they are providing response to. So as it was explained to me, right now when a crisis hits a community, we see professionals coming in with their briefcases. And they're there for 2 weeks, and then they leave, and the communities are left to their own devices and are left to respond by themselves without the skills and the people in place to do that. This trauma response training and program is a response to fight that. As well as part of the program, there is the built-in, spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical needs, as would be done traditionally through the traditional practices of those communities. These things have been lost due to colonization and are being rediscovered and reclaimed. Also, as part of the training and community response, the community members are being consulted and being made part of the program. So whilst the training is happening for the 30 people who are going to be trained, there is a second circle happening, a listening circle, for members of the community to come together and to share and to listen with others about what the real issues are and how they can solve them. Each and every one of us, as a disciple, as individuals and as community, bear witness to life in all that it brings. Living into the Lord's Prayer and the Eucharist. Seeking justice and compassion under the shadow of death. We have the opportunity to amplify the voices, to come alongside and to listen as folks bear witness to us. I am thankful. I'm thankful that my passion and my vocation come together through the work at the Primates Fund, and that I can share just a soundbite of what your support means, what it means to us as an organization, but more importantly, what it means to the individuals who receive that funding. As we together seek a truly just and healthy, peaceful world. Amen.